The pipeline is intended to bring water to the growing population in Washington County, Utah. It's expected to cost between $1 and $2 billion. The state will pay the upfront cost, but passed a law saying water users must pay the state back. University of Utah economist Gabriel Lozada analyzed the project.
The amount by which water prices would have to go up in order to repay for the pipeline is unprecedented. It's going to be taking their customers into completely uncharted territory.
Lozada says water rates would have to increase nearly 600% to pay for the pipeline. He predicts high fees will encourage conservation. That will reduce revenue from water sales, making it difficult, if not impossible, to pay the state back. Those findings are disputed by Jeremy Aguero, economic consultant for the Washington County Water Conservancy District. He says it's too early in project development to do a full economic analysis.
The amount that water rates have to go up are really dependent on a number of factors. Number one, how much is it actually going to cost to develop the pipeline? Number two, how many consumers are you going to be spreading this cost over?
The details, Aguero says, won't be finalized until the pipeline has gone through federal review. I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.